That's Little Bobby, Before the Storm from 2005. The song is called Sticks and Stones, and I'm thinking it was right at the front of your mind, Bobby. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. I woke up on the right side of the grass. That's all that matters. Yeah, I keep forgetting how old I'm getting because I'm a musician. I don't think I'll ever going to grow up, but I can't believe that record is that old. It's 13 years old already.
Yes, you wrote it when you were 13, so that was okay. You're not too old.
Yeah.
How's it going? What are you up to these days?
Doing a lot of different stuff, actually. Since I seen you guys when I was in at the studio there last year, most part of this year, beginning part of this year, you know, I was a house musician at Morgan Freeman's Club, Ground Zero, down in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is basically where the blues came from. I mean, we got the mythical crossroads or whatever is in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And, you know, they all researched the history, you know, pretty much everything that was a blues, John Lee Hooker, Sonny Boy Williamson, Betsy Smith. You know, it just goes on. We could talk how many people came from there. But, been out of the music business for kind of a couple of years. I haven't really... you know, I kind of wore out on it and just wanted to, you know, like the music part of it, being an artist, you know, all of us artists are kind of weird anyway, but, you know, I just wasn't feeling like I was putting my heart into what I was doing. I was just kind of going through the motions, you know, making new music, and I just needed a break from it. So getting back into it, I knew that I had to sharpen my blade because I've been sitting at home. You know, it doesn't matter how much you practice at home. The stage is where it really counts, you know, so I've kind of been out of the big stage or playing with musicians at a top level. You know, it was a couple years, so I knew that I needed to go down in the Memphis area and just, you know, hang out and try and hang with the big boys for a little while and kind of sharpen my blade and come back to Minnesota and finish this record. I'm telling you, some of the nights playing at Morgan's Club there, I don't think I've physically ever been challenged as much in my life as a musician. I'm talking physical, where you got somebody that comes in that's a top shelf musician, guitar player, whatever, and they play something that's so out of this world and so good, and then you're trying to outdo them when it's your turn to play, so it gets kind of you. Like a game sometimes on the stage, but
and it wears you out. I'm hearing.
Yeah, it does. I'm getting too old for the young man stuff. But anyways, what I wanted to get on promote today was I have a DVD coming out on July 4th, which is next Wednesday. It's called Music Is My Life. It's kind of a documentary thing of the. Past 20 years I've been in the blues industry and kind of some family history and stuff like that. And myself, I hate doing video stuff. I just don't like being on camera. Who does? You know? So some friends talked me into doing this, and I said, well, I will do it on one stipulation that, the money that you're going to give me has out of the project has to go to something good. So ended up being the Wounded Warriors Project, and that's what the proceeds from the DVD is going to.
That's awesome. What does that project mean to you?
What's that?
What does that project mean to you? You know, why is that important?
And I'm sorry, I try not to be emotional. I carry my heart on my sleeve. Anybody that knows me, we take for granted, I think, so much, even in modern day in our country, how are certain freedoms that we use on a daily basis. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I haven't taken some of these freedoms that we got, and we forget that we have them. Like the freedom of speech, we're exercising it right now. You know, we can talk about whatever we want. You know, we don't have a government that's going to say you can't do that. You know, I just see a lot of this. Not to get political or upset anybody out there, but I see a lot of this hatred towards our country, our government, and, you know, it's not a perfect world. We live in a crazy world right now, and I hate to think of the future of, you know, some of these, like even my own kids and the generations coming up. What are we leaving these guys? You know, it's and I really appreciate our vets for everything we have.
Yeah, and so the Wounded Warrior Project, what does that do for veterans?
It helps families that are in need. I mean, you look at these guys that are sacrificing and going over and losing limbs, coming back and trying to support a family, or you know, just take care of home, things like that. And I think it's a great program. I don't know firsthand of it, but I've talked to quite a few veterans that have served in wartime, and that seems to be their favorite. So I'm assuming that that's the right one to give the money to. And I just want to say this. I mean, another reason coming back out, and I want to do something positive, is I had somebody ask me here about a year ago, you know, I see you up on playing some of these festivals in front of 100,000 people, and what are you doing with your time up there? You know, and it made me really think about that. What, you know, what am I doing with my time here?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing something good? I'm sorry about my emotion, but this is...
That's all right. That's all right. It's really important. And
get y'all, you know, and I appreciate all you veterans out there, and make sure you all thank them for the life they are giving you. And we live in the best country in the world.
So on this DVD, what are we going to see, Bobby?
I'm sorry about that, but I'm just one of those guys that even during the national anthem, it gets a lump in my throat.
That's all right.
For that. It's pretty much, I'm just taking you through, like, from my childhood, my family life, and, you know, there's different, it's basically set up as a documentary type thing, and I have a new video that will, the new song, Grow Old With You, which I just got, seen it for the first time. I actually haven't even seen the film yet itself, but it's, I felt weird doing it, I'll be honest with you, you know, talking about yourself, you know, I just can't do that. I'd rather just play for you, you know.
But sure.
It kind of goes through my family history, you know, my grandfather is part of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. He played with a lot of great country legends back in the, you know, the 60s and 70s, like George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard. I mean, even some of the... You know, this is probably a name maybe people haven't heard in a while, is Sherman Linton, who's a Minnesota artist that has been around at way before I was even born. This guy is still, from what I hear, is still plays once in a while and stuff. But it's just kind of just a narrow look in, you know, into my life that I live every day, just playing music and, you know, raising kids and trying to live right.
So are we going to see our beautiful hometown of Thief River Falls in there?
I really have no idea. I gotta throw this out there real quick, because there's other people involved in this project that kind of helped me push it along here. And some of them are from my hometown of Thief River Falls, which that's not my birthplace. My birthplace is Red Lake, Minnesota. Some of y'all don't know, I am native. But the Jacobsons, Tammy and her husband at Printing Plus in Thief River, and also Ralph Bredesen from Bredesen Office Supply, also in Thief River, that have kind of, you know, getting the DVD covers, the covers printed and such. And just want to say thank you to them people.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's and all the proceeds go to the Wounded Warriors Project. I know that they...
All the money that comes to me goes to them.
That's
so
awesome.
It ends up being about $10 a disc.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere around that neighborhood. And the one thing I want to stress, you know, I'm only going to be in Minnesota for the summer here, and I'm going to be playing around the area. Next week, I'll be at Fishtails out in... Squaw Lake. Also on the 5th, I'll be in Proctor at the Powerhouse. I'll be in Cass Lake at the Big Tap on Friday the 6th, and then the 7th I'll be in Bemidji, and you guys can come out and purchase one of these DVDs. And they, like I said, it's about $10 a disc, you know, because there's costs and, you know, there's other licensing things. You know, I can't get into all that, but
right.
They got to get put out. I mean, got to pay to get it out and stuff like that. But I'm only here for 2 months in Minnesota, so I'd like to put a meager goal of selling 1,000 of these while I'm here, and to put it, if you're not good at math, 1,000 DVDs equals $10,000, and I think it, you know, it's just a drop in the bucket, I'm sure, to financially what needs to be met there for some of these veterans and stuff, but I figure it's the least I can do, and I'm proud to do it.
Yeah, we want people to come and see you, but if they can't make it, is there somewhere else to order those DVDs, or should they just send someone to the concert?
Because I have, there's like a couple of people working on different stuff. One guy is working on publishing. I can't say when for sure, because I don't know the exact date where they can actually purchase online, but there will be an online store, and also I believe it's going to be available on Amazon or Amazon Prime, where you can rent it and or, you know, purchase it. Which there again, you know, the proceeds, as far as, you know, it ends up being about 50% of the sales go to me, which directly go. I don't want one penny of it. It goes right to the Wounded Warrior Project.
So then, are you headed back down to Memphis after that?
Actually, I'm going to be basing myself out of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and the reason being is I have things going on, and artists that I work with from not only Texas, I mean, Dallas, you know, New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, Kansas City, you know, actually I have an artist I'm going to be doing a record with in October from Sweden. So we're starting, or I'm going to have a studio open there so, you know, we can service, you know, we're kind of in the middle of everything, 4 hours from everywhere. So.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Oh, it's fun. I've had a long enough vacation, so I'm rested up. I'm ready to go back to work, I guess.
Well, that's great. Well, I hope that lots of people will come out to your shows. We'll especially mention the one that's happening in our listening area. But Proctor's not too far away for people to go over there, or Cass Lake. Either of those places are within driving pretty easily. So we'll hope people head
and
out.
Even, you know, even talking about the Wounded Warrior Project, necessarily you don't have to go out and buy my DVD. I'm not trying to get you to do any of that. Just try and help these vets out. If you don't feel like buying the DVD, they can also go donate themselves directly to them online too. So.
Yeah, that's woundedwarriorproject.org. If you want to just go directly, that would be great. All right, little Bobby, thanks for talking to us today. Hope you have a great couple of shows here in our area, and hope things go well for this project. People can buy that DVD and do a lot of good, and also learn a little bit about one of our exciting local artists here. So that's really fun. I hope that works out well for you. Thanks for being here today.
Right on. I really appreciate you guys having me on there, and we'll see you guys all out at the show.
All right, thank you. That's little Bobby. He is going to be around the area a little bit and then down to Arkansas, so that'll be exciting. Stay tuned for more information on that, but make sure you go out there and take a look at that video if you want to, or look on his Facebook page. I think you can find him there probably on Facebook too. His last name is Houle, but if you type in Little Bobby, I think you'll find it online. But if you need a little extra, it's Little Bobby Houle, Houle. And I meant to talk to him about it, but he's got just this groovy picture online that's really awesome, him wearing all white and a nice haircut and glasses, and it looks really fun, and it's fun to talk to him. Bobby Houle, Little Bobby, on Center Stage, Minnesota.